Hello, everybody. This is Tom Eckert here. You're listening to my podcast, Numerology, a GPS for the Soul. This is your place to learn about the true power of numerology and how to use it to bring out the best in yourself, understand your loved ones better, take wise decisions, and prepare for your future. In other words, how to live your life aligned with your true destiny. Take your time to educate yourself and share these podcasts with your friends and family so they too can enjoy the great benefits of numerology. Enjoy. Hello there and welcome to all my beloved listeners. Today we have a very special episode where we will be exploring a number group, meaning we're going to take a look at how a few numbers tie in together to create a topic. Today we're going to talk about the 2, 4, and 7, and how they have a tendency to anxieties and worries, and how they can also reduce their anxiety. So if you have these numbers in your core numbers, or if you know somebody with those numbers in their core numbers, this is a very important episode. But before I keep going, if you are new here, then I want to welcome you to my podcast. In this podcast, we discuss numerology as a path for inner transformation, spiritual growth, and self-understanding. I attempt to make numerology accessible and applicable for everyday matters and do my best to provide you with grounded information so that you can apply numerology in order to live a better, more conscious, and balanced life, aligned with your soul and your true purpose. Now, here are a few ways you can dive deeper into numerology. First of all, you can book a numerology reading with me. In a reading, you can ask any question that is burning in your life and get precise answer tailored specifically to you. You can read more about my readings and contact me through the link provided in the episode description. If you wish to study numerology on a deeper level, or even pursue it as a career, I'm inviting you to check out my numerology study paths. First, check out my self-study numerology course, which is a comprehensive way to learn the fundamentals of numerology at your own pace, on your mobile phone, on your tablet, or your laptop. Secondly, you can sign up to my complete path of certification from beginner to a numerology expert and get certified as a professional numerologist. To read more about both, check out the links in the episode description. Now let's dive in to the topic of today's episode. There are many ways to look at the numbers. When we just start off exploring numerology, we normally attempt to understand each number individually. As we advance, we start looking at number combination pairs, right? Pairs of numbers, and attempt to connect the dots within the numerology chart. Once we become more advanced, we start looking at number groups and finding unifying topics that make for a well-rounded understanding of a person, but also give us the ability to unveil some of the more subtle topics and themes of a person's life, often not visible at first glance. In this episode, we will explore, as I've already mentioned, such a number group, namely the 2, 4, 7. Now, there are many things I can say about these numbers, but that is far too much for the scope of one episode. So I've decided to speak about the tendency of this particular number group for worry and anxiety. I will explain why they have this tendency and what they can do to mitigate its effects and find more inner balance and peace. The effect of the 247 number group will be strongest if it occupies your sacred triad, namely your life path, expression, and soul urge numbers. When you listen to these episodes where I talk about number groups, remember that if you don't have these core numbers, someone you care about or love may have them. So make sure to listen, learn, and share so more people can benefit from the wisdom of numerology. Some numbers feel much more comfortable being out there, expressive and upbeat, natural extroverts. But not so are our beloved 247. These three numbers are all, in fact, introverts. They have a slower tempo than most numbers, perhaps all other numbers. Slower tempo means that they don't like rushing things. They need their space, their alone time, and the time to digest things at their own pace. They like a step-by-step approach to anything, career, relationships, conversations, decision-making, what have you. They don't speak the language of intensity, passion, and fire, at least not in a very passionate way. They're milder in nature, and that's where and how they thrive. Naturally, in a society that praises the loud, the fast, the more, and the bigger, it's not always easy to feel comfortable when you are an introvert, when you need more time before you say yes or jump right into something you barely know. The 247 people often find themselves under the pressure to keep up with the pressures and demands of society, and as you can imagine, it doesn't make them relaxed. The 247 people don't rush into anything. And in fact, it overwhelms them if they are forced to make quick decisions. They need the time to think things through, to consider things carefully. And believe me, once they make up their minds, they really do. They're solid. You can trust them. Thing is, when you don't give them the space and time, when they are pressured, it activates their anxiety, stress, and worry mechanisms. You see, since they aren't pushy and fiery people by nature, it's harder for them to assert themselves powerfully and clearly, to say a clear no. And so they stumble into a space of anxiety and discomfort very often. It's like trying to scream at a turtle to run faster, if you want a metaphor. Not a good strategy, if you ask me. Yet, that slow turtle may have a well-digested piece of wisdom to share with you. A conclusion well-established, well-thought-through. That's their power in many ways. And if they themselves understand that, they will make sure to arrange an environment that supports their unique tempo and sensitivity, one that gives them enough space to move at their unique pace. The 247, pardon me, are usually very responsible people. So just give them the time to sit with something, digest it well, consider it thoroughly, and I assure you that once they've come to their conclusion, it will be rock solid. Another fascinating aspect about the 247 number group is that each number has its own unique relationship with fears, anxieties, and worries. The 2 is the most sensitive and vulnerable number, making it susceptible to all kinds of phobias and fears. They are timid, shy, and tend to be more afraid by nature. Perhaps afraid to be overwhelmed by the intensity of life. The 4 is very low-key, humble, but very concerned with physical health and what the future will bring. They are filled with anxiety about illnesses, diseases, the prospect of poverty, war, and scarcity. Their anxieties and worries are very existential, very much related to root chakra topics. They chase security and stability in every way and form because their biggest fear is to lose the ground beneath their feet. The 7 is a different story. Their depth is like the ocean. When you start diving, at first it is really fascinating and magical. But the deeper you go, the darker it gets, the more mysterious and unknown. Who knows what is lurking there in the dark, deep within our subconscious, beyond what the human mind tends to access and accept as normal. The 7 has a deep fear of insanity, of losing touch with reality, of not knowing anymore what's real and what's not. So as you can see, we have here a common thread with the 2-4-7 number group. They all suffer from fears and worries of different kinds. Blend them all together into one person, and you got yourself a nice, fresh anxiety soup. Having said all of that, I think it's time to start talking a little bit about the positive sides, or how can the 2-4-7 people start finding practical solutions to work with this energy. But before I keep talking any further, if you are enjoying this podcast and want to keep learning more grounded, applicable, and high-quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button and turn on the notifications bell on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. Also, make sure to check out the questions at the end of the episodes. I'd love to hear from you. It helps me know more about you and provide you with better content. The amazing strength of the 2-4-7 people, and perhaps one of their ways to mitigate anxiety, is to know that for them, small and steady steps forward is the key. Not big leaps, not excited plunges into unchecked territories, but measured, thorough, small, and steady steps. If they can stick to such a tempo and way of life, they will find an inner center and calm. Problem is, this doesn't sound so sexy, right? Society wants sexy, and we want to feel like we are these sexy, groovy human beings, spontaneous, daring, and exciting. Society, which is us, of course, invented an image of what is considered likable. And in one way or another, all of us are trying to fulfill that image. Now, for some of us, it's easier if our numbers allow for that naturally. But for some of us, this can be very unnatural and really challenging. And so, the 2-4-7 people need to relieve themselves of these internal social pressures and see the beauty in their sensitivity, thoughtfulness, grounded and considerate nature. They are more on the humble side of the spectrum, and that is admirable. Once they embrace their natural strength and abandon the fake and pressing demand to be an image, they may start calming down and finding deeper inner peace. It's important for 247 people to adopt a routine that is nourished by meditation to calm the spirit, mind, and nervous system, by healthy habits that give their body robustness, steadiness, and confidence, and by building their character and careers with a vision for the long run. No hasty moves. If they act this way, if they adopt this way of life, they are able to build themselves beautifully in the long run. They can achieve great things, but not very quickly. So better slow down, take their time, and enjoy the process. Don't try to rush to the top. Don't try to get there faster, whatever there may be. Just build yourself step by step, steadily, and you will see great results as a 247. And you will take a great load of fear, anxiety, and worry off your shoulders in the process. Now, one thing I didn't mention so far is that even if you have two of these three numbers in your sacred triad, you will also most probably suffer from fears and worries. What I mean is that anyone who has either a 2 and 4, a 2 and 7, or a 4 and 7 in their sacred triad, namely life path, expression, or soul urge numbers, will struggle with much of what I've described here throughout the episode so far. The solutions may need, slight tweaks in each case, but all in all, they are valid for all the above mentioned combos. So my friends, that's very important. You don't have to have all three numbers in your core numbers, but even two of them will already make you more susceptible to anxieties and fears, and following the advice I'm giving here can be very helpful for you as well. Now, I'd like to say that when the 247 people manage to live in their strength, they can embody a beautiful balance of body, emotions, and mind. The 4 stands for their connection to the body and its needs. If their 4 is strong, they will listen to their body, understand it well, and take good care of it. The 2 stands for their connection to their emotions and outstanding sensitivity. If their 2 is strong, they will have a powerful connection to their heart, humanness, compassion, and intuition. The 7 stands for their connection to their deeper mind and wisdom. If their 7 is strong, they come to know who they are, what's truly good for them, and what's their higher path in life. Combine all these three together, and you have a very well-balanced character. That, to me, is the beauty of the 247 personality. So I tried to show you both sides of the picture of this fascinating number group. The anxiety and the fear, but also the steadiness, reliability, and balanced character. There are so many number groups, and I'm sure I will record episodes about many more in the future. An important takeaway I want you to have from this episode is that numbers in your chart function as a symphony. They create a unique song with special lyrics. Your job as a growing numerologist is to connect the dots and see yourself more and more as one whole. That's the true art of numerology. So keep learning, my friends. Keep inspiring yourself with this knowledge. And make sure to share with people who you know this can benefit. And just before we wrap this up, if you are enjoying this podcast, my friends, I want to remind you that you can get more grounded and applicable high-quality numerology information. All you need to do is make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from, click that notification bell, and become part of my numerology community. Also, remember to leave your answers to the questions at the end of episodes. It helps me get to know you better and provide you with better content. Also, don't forget to check out my professional numerology studies. And, of course, check out also my numerology readings. So, my friends, I hope you enjoy this episode. And as always, I will see you in the next episodes. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, and you want to go deeper into numerology, check out my website, tom-eckert.com. You can also book a numerology reading or even study numerology yourself through my courses. I'll see you in the next episode.